This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki vows good governance, free elections and actions against culprits of the Gen Z movement in first national address. Government calls on all to support campaign for reconstruction of physical structures damaged during Gen Z protest, sets up reconstruction fund. Election Commission urges eligible citizens to register for the 2026 election. And U.S. President Donald Trump approves TikTok deal through executive order, values the company at $14 billion. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has appealed to all political parties, civil society, media and citizens to cooperate in making the March 5th election free, fair and peaceful. In her address to the nation last evening, the Prime Minister urged Nepalese at home and abroad to participate actively in electing capable representatives who reflect the aspirations of youth. She said discussions are underway with the Election Commission on the possibility of voting from abroad, considering the large number of Nepalese working overseas. Prime Minister Karki also highlighted new provisions allowing 18-year-old Gen Z youths to be included in the voting list and announced financial aid to the families of those who lost their lives during the recent Gen Z protest. The deceased have been declared martyrs and the injured are receiving free treatment. She placed legal action against those responsible for the killings during the protest and vowed to pursue corruption investigations to ensure justice. Paying tribute to the victims, the Prime Minister expressed sorrow over the tragic loss of lives and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. The government has launched a national reconstruction campaign to repair and revive public infrastructure damaged during the Gen Z protest of September 8 and 9. A high-level committee chaired by Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has been formed and a physical infrastructure reconstruction fund has been established to mobilize resources at home and abroad. Contributions can be made through Singha Darbar branch of Rashtriya Banijya Bank with donations by individuals eligible for tax deductions this fiscal year. Announcing the campaign, Minister Kulman Ghising urged government agencies, the private sector, citizens, non-resident Nepalese and international partners to support the effort. He said damages worth at least 100 billion rupees were caused by arson and vandalism and everyone's cooperation is vital for rapid recovery. Finance Minister Khanal stated that reconstruction has already begun with ministries repairing damages from their own budgets while non-essential projects have been postponed or frozen to free the resources for the election and rebuilding. The government has pledged transparency with all funds audited and quarterly progress reports published online. The government has decided to provide 1.5 million rupees in relief to each family of those killed during the recent Gen Z protest. However, this assistance will not apply to inmates and juveniles who died while escaping prisons and reform centres. Communications and Information Technology Minister Jagdish Kharel announced the decision after the latest cabinet meeting at Singha Darbar. The cabinet has also transferred the Revenue Investigation and Money Laundering Investigation Departments under the Finance Ministry, while the National Investigation Department will now fall under the Home Ministry. In addition, registration and renewal of online media will be handled by the Department of Information and Broadcasting instead of local administration offices. Minister Kharel has also been designated as the government's official spokesperson. He added that further cabinet decisions will be shared in the regular press briefing on Friday. The Election Commission has urged all eligible citizens to register their names in the voter list for the House of Representatives election scheduled on March 5, 2026. Voter registration and updates will remain open until November 16. The process, previously suspended due to by-elections, has now resumed. Citizens aged 16 and above with a valid citizenship certificate can register at district election offices during working hours. Online pre-registration is also available through the Commission's website and e-registration portal, but biometric data must be submitted in person. The government has launched hotline services at the Ministries of Energy, Urban Development and Physical Infrastructure and Transport to curb delays, corruption and malpractice. Service seekers can now directly report complaints such as bribery demands, negligence and unnecessary harassment at ministry offices, projects and subordinate agencies. The Department of Immigration has announced that its tourist visa section will remain open during the Dasain holidays. Services will be available daily from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. except on Vijaya Dasami, October 2nd. Meanwhile, the Nepal Tourism Board has set up a special cell to assist foreign tourists throughout the Dasain festival with designated staff on duty. The National Dalit Commission has presented its annual report for the fiscal year 2024-25 to President Ramchandra Paudal. The Commission Chair Devaraj Biswakarma presented the report amidst a function organized at the President's office in Sitel Nivas. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson has paid a courtesy call on Communications and Information Technology Minister Jagadish Kharel. At a meeting held yesterday, they discussed Nepal's latest political situation and bilateral relations. Minister Kharel briefed the ambassador on the post-Genji protest context and the government's priorities. Ambassador Thompson congratulated Minister Kharel and wished him a successful tenure. Likewise, Swiss Ambassador to Nepal Dr. Daniela Muli paid a courtesy call on Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Kulman Gissing at Singhadarbar yesterday. The ambassador congratulated Minister Gissing and wished him a successful tenure. They also discussed the progress of Swiss-supported projects in Nepal and explored possible areas of short and long-term cooperation. With the Dasain festival approaching, the outflow of people from Kathmandu Valley has surged. Crowds are gathering at major junctions like Gongobu Bus Park, Koteswar and Kalanki since early morning. According to the Valley Traffic Police, more than 138,000 people have already left the valley since Ghatasthapana. Transport entrepreneurs said advance ticket booking was not opened this year, but tickets can be purchased a day in advance, leading to heavy queues at bus stations. Meanwhile, frequent highway blockages caused by landslides, especially in the western Nepal, are disrupting long route travel and forcing many passengers and vehicles to wait for updates before setting off. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order clearing the way for the sale of TikTok's U.S. operations to American and global investors in line with a 2024 national security law. Vice President J.D. Vance said the new U.S. company will be valued at around $14 billion, well below earlier estimates. The deal includes retraining TikTok's recommendation algorithm under U.S. oversight, with security partners monitoring its operation. Under the agreement, Americans will hold 6 of 7 board seats, while ByteDance will appoint 1. U.S. President Trump said Chinese President Xi Jinping has signaled approval of the plan. TikTok and Chinese embassy in Washington have yet to comment. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and light rain is expected to occur at 1 or 2 places in the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that monsoon winds are losing strength, and with only minimal local wind activity, clear skies are expected to prevail across the most parts of the country today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius and with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki vows good governance, free elections and actions against culprits of the Gen Z movement in first national address. Government calls on all to support campaign for reconstruction of physical structures damaged during Gen Z protest, sets up reconstruction fund. Election Commission urges eligible citizens to register for the 2026 election. And U.S. President Donald Trump approves TikTok deal through executive order, values the company at $14 billion. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.